This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
So President Trump goes on Twitter and blasts the globalist corporate news. So funny to watch the fake news, especially NBC and CNN. They are fighting hard to downplay the deal with North Korea. 500 days ago, they would have begged for this deal. Looked like war would break out. Our country's biggest enemy is the fake news, so easily promulgated by fools. And if that isn't so true and so refreshing, that's like a cold, ice-cold glass of water in the middle of the desert after 300 days of nothing but dry, hot air. He just needs to come out and just blast the fake news every day. You want to see what the fake news is? Check out this compilation of the media trying to attack Trump in his Korean summit.
Now, President Trump seems to have slept little, if at all. That's the issue with Asian jet lag. But he started tweeting just after 5 a.m. local time this morning. His most recent tweet slamming critics of the meeting, calling them, quote, haters and losers. Your take?
That's a bad idea. You've already mentioned the jet lag. The issues are too complicated for him. He said in so many words he's not really up on the issues. But at the end of the day, I don't see what you could get out of a one-on-one meeting like that. And will he even remember what was said at that point? And will he cover the main points? I tell you, I couldn't.
Okay. So that guy apparently doesn't have a memory? I don't understand.
How could you remember what you talked about in the meeting? There's so much jet lag.
CNN crying about the deal. Jim Acosta, the only member of the media with hundreds of people there that shouts out at Trump and Kim, and he does it on three separate occasions. A total unhinged, deranged maniac. Is Ben Rhodes at a loss for words.
Donald Trump can relate to authoritarians. He, as a former businessman, he likes absolute control. And
is he a wannabe despot?
I've conceded that for years now. I mean, we're going on years. All of his behavior is attacks on the free press. His attacks on alliances that are designed to strengthen our security. This is not. He has feels more. But he calls Kim Jong Un honorable. Yet Justin Trudeau, Canada.
She got to help.
Oh, they just can't stand the winning. So that video compilation was put together by one of our crew here, and it's just Trump and a bunch of memes blasting the mainstream news. But it really is so true. I mean, these people go on television and they drive false narratives, they drive false consensus, and then, as Trump says, the fools believe it. And he is probably more experienced in dealing with this than anyone ever, perhaps. I mean, maybe Alex Jones. I mean, look at this story that comes from, I don't even know this website. It's just, these people are out of control. InfoWars Skincare promises reliable sun protection, so far it's true, to the racist apocalyptic shopper. Ah. And there's a... So that's fine. It doesn't even mention what race, though. So I'm confused here. Is this for me or is this for someone else? Is this for black people or Latino people? It doesn't tell me! Which racist? Is it the black racist, the white racist, or the Mexican racist? It doesn't tell me in this story. I'm trying to figure it out. I want to shop at InfoWars store, but the story doesn't tell me.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
It's Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show, and there is a bunch of news to get to, just general news developing here in the United States. We're going to cover all of that in the first hour. President Trump is fighting back against the mainstream globalist corporate news that has been lying about him since day one. And he now says on Twitter that fake news, the likes of NBC and CNN, are our country's biggest enemy. Now, I actually want to address something that I'm seeing in the trends. Not just from leftists or liberals on television, but a lot of, well, people that we refer to as cuckservatives. And it's okay. I understand why you would take this angle of covering Donald Trump with North Korea and the Kim summit, saying, oh, if Obama did this, you'd be freaking out. In fact, actually, there's a clip. Somebody put the clip together. I could go find this. Of Fox News, I think it was 5 years ago, when Obama said that he would meet with Kim Jong-un. Of course, never did. And Fox News, there's a whole like 3-minute video of everyone on Fox News bashing Obama, raking him over the coals for even saying he would meet with Kim Jong-un. And so then Trump does it, and of course Fox News is all about it. And even though there's an element of truth to that, most of those people are maybe just reading off teleprompters, but even though there's an element of truth to that, and I would understand why you would take that angle and say, hey, look, we were saying negative things if Obama would have done it. Why are we saying it's positive now that Trump is doing it? And a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, Bill Clinton signed a deal with North Korea that said they would denuke too, and it just kind of hit a standstill. It never really developed. And you can use that same argument. A lot of people are. They're saying, why, you know, Bill Clinton did this and you hated it. Now Trump's doing it and you love it. Or Obama did this, you hated it. Trump's doing it and you love it. But there's a difference. There's a key difference. If you're going to analyze something that Bill Clinton did as president or something Barack Obama did as president or even George Bush, for that matter, one and the same to me, their interests, their motives were not the same as President Trump's. And that is the difference. So there's a very fundamental difference when you approach this, trying to analyze why President Trump does something versus why an Obama or a Bush or a Clinton does it. I believe that President Trump genuinely has America's best interest at heart. If you want to debate on foreign policy, fair enough. But domestically, There really is no debate. Domestically, it's not even close. No president can prove it with all the accomplishments and the numbers and the analytics that they genuinely put America first and wanted to see the country succeed like it has. Or you could just say they were all incompetent and just couldn't get it done, and Trump's the only one that could get it done, is the only one smart enough. Either way. But so that's the fundamental difference when you're approaching this stuff, and someone tries to bring up, you know, Bill Clinton did this, Bush did this, Obama did this. They didn't have the people's best interest at heart. They had special interests at heart. They had the deep state interests at heart. That's the difference here. It's like what I was saying yesterday. Why did Trump get the economy GDP over 3%? Why did Trump become the first U.S. president to meet with North Korea? Why did Trump decide to get us out of the Paris Climate Accord? Why is Trump doing all this? Because he wanted to. Why is black unemployment at a record low? Because Trump wanted to fix the economy. He wanted to bring jobs back. He wanted to get manufacturing going. He wanted to fire up the coal mines again. That's the fundamental difference. He genuinely wants to help America. And you have to understand that when getting into these debates about Bush doing this, Obama doing this, Clinton doing this, they didn't care about America. They had their own interests. They had their own special interests. They were concerned about what the media might say. That's the difference. And it's amazing to me how so many people don't understand that. And it's mostly the people on television. But it is funny when you see people saying, how dare? It's like, okay, imagine if Obama decided to have a summit with the Ayatollah of Iran and was shaking his hand and had a meeting with him. Well, based on what I saw from Obama and the Iran deal, which, remember, was celebrated. I also went back and I watched all the media covering the Iran deal. It was celebrated. It was hailed as the greatest thing. Oh, what an accomplishment for Obama. Accomplished nothing. What did it accomplish for America? Nothing. Have you noticed any difference since the deal was nixed by Trump? No, because it didn't do anything for America. That's why Iran's so upset, because it helped Iran. So you look at the results and you say, okay, here's Trump. First president to meet with North Korea. This is going to be a multiple stage development here. But he's meeting with North Korea. He now says there's no threat for war. He wants to denuke them. He's trying to sell real estate interests to Kim Jong-un, saying this is should be where your mindset is. And who knows if this is able to pan itself out or not. The point is, he's not going over there to help somebody that's trying to harm us. He's not going over there for North Korea to screw America over. That's what Obama did with Iran. They took hundreds of billions of dollars from us. They had access to our financial system, and the deal wasn't even official. And now everybody realizes that the Iran deal was a total failure. And all Trump is doing is trying to work out a peace deal with North Korea. And he understands even more so than that, even if the peace deal doesn't work out, the historic significance of meeting and being the first president ever to meet with North Korea is such a development in a different direction than we've been going. It changes the course of history. So that's the difference. That's the fundamental difference. So, yes, I wouldn't trust Obama going and shaking Iranian leaders, supreme leaders' hands, because I don't trust him. I think he'd sell us down the drain, and he did. Now, Trump going to North Korea trying to reach a peace deal, that I'm open-minded to. That I think I can deal with because Trump cares about this country, and that's the fundamental difference. Now, unlike CNN and MSNBC, which Trump calls the enemy of the people today, our country's biggest enemy, and he's right, we are not trying to sell you a bill of goods. We are not trying to lie to you. This is not propaganda. Okay, that's what CNN is. That's what MSNBC are. And we get our funding from you at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't get it from Big Pharma. We don't get it from all the companies that you see advertising on CNN and MSNBC. We get it from you by selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our business model. We operate independently from anyone else's influence other than yours. So there's huge specials going on right now, the Super Summer Sale. You've got free shipping store-wide. You've got 50% off some of the top-selling products like DNA Force Plus, Pollen Block, Super Male Vitality, Nascent Iodine X2, Survival Shield, The Real Red Pill. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. Try the toothpaste. If you haven't tried the toothpaste yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Shampoo, body wash, household items like that are also available. And again, it's the last chance. This is about to end the Super Summer Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off Brain Force Plus. That's one of our top sellers, top-rated products. So if you're a big fan of Brain Force Plus, now's the time to stock up. 50% off Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back, and I'll break down what to expect, and we'll get into some of the news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what you can expect for the rest of today's transmission. Bill Ottman is going to be joining us at 12:06. He is the creator of Minds.com, one of the new social media networks that is being developed right now. I'm also expecting Alex Jones to be joining us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, who is running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren, is going to be joining me. Oh, my gosh. There's the B-roll. I'll just say this. I just wish they would have shot it horizontally. Okay. But I got to say, Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai walking around downtown Boston during a parade with a tri-cornered hat on and the fake Elizabeth Warren billboard behind him, it's like crack cocaine to me. I can't stop watching it. I don't know why. I love it. And I wish there were more people like this running for Senate. I wish there were more people like this running for office. These are the type of people we need. Real people that aren't afraid to walk the streets with you and I. So that's what you can expect today. Now, in the first hour, I am going to really just pile drive through all of this news because there's actually just genuine news developments here domestically in America that are all important, and I'm going to break them all down starting right now. Over 2,300 online pedophiles busted in Operation Broken Heart. Now, this is quite an incredible story. And you do a little more research into this, and you kind of just, through reason, realize what's been happening in the last 2 years is that, and there was also something passed, I believe it was an executive order, that basically lifted a lot of the ties or red tape that kept law enforcement from cracking down on all of the internet sex trafficking that they were finding. In fact, there was one case in New York where they busted, I believe it was a couple dozen, just tons of child pornography. But because the way they did it, getting it online, the court threw out the evidence and these guys were able to get off. No pun intended. So then you read this story, and here's just directly from the Department of Justice press release. The Department of Justice today announced the arrest of more than 2,300 suspected online child sex offenders during a three-month nationwide operation conducted by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Forces. Now, the ICAC was started in 1998, and they have, I believe, brought in almost a million people, but the numbers have surged in the last couple years, and specifically in the last 3 months. The task force has identified 195 offenders who either produced child pornography, this is just sick stuff, folks, or committed child sex abuse, and 383 children who suffered recent ongoing or historical sex abuse or production of child pornography. Really breaks your heart, and that's why this was called Operation Broken Heart. And you know, I'll just tell you this. There's a lot more of these investigations going on. You're going to hear a lot more about, well, you won't hear too much about it, but you're going to see news stories here and there about more of these people being arrested, people producing child pornography. And here's the executive order. This came from last February. So this was less than a month into President Trump's first term. Presidential executive order on enforcing federal law with respect to transnational criminal organizations and preventing internet sex trafficking. This was the first step in taking the red tape off of law enforcement's hands so that they could actually really crack down on this stuff. Now, you understand, given the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, how it is tough. And we're glad it's tough. You know, I'm glad it's tough for the government to have to use very, you could say, you know, salacious ways and kind of, you know, invasive ways of having to do these investigations. But I mean, come on. If you're not going to lift the ties on those restrictions to stop child sex trafficking, I mean, you got to wonder why we don't take advantage of such technologies. But that is going on now. And you're going to hear more about it. And you're going to hear more about it internationally. And you may even hear some stuff that goes right to some of the biggest names, period. We'll just leave it at that. You've heard of some of them. Dennis Hastert's. I can't remember. What was the big guy in England? Big guy in media. I can't remember his name. But point is, they all knew. It's like the same thing with Weinstein. They all knew. They made jokes. Jimmy Savile, thank you. I mean, I don't know. Seth Farland makes multiple jokes about Harvey Weinstein. 30 Rock makes. I mean, everybody's making jokes about Harvey Weinstein. Remember, Seth Farland also made a joke about a child being in Kevin Spacey's basement. That was just a joke on Family Guy. I'm just saying. But you're going to hear about more of this. There's the clip right there. Man, the crew is just on it today. Did you have the audio for this? Play the audio. I think that's just the clip. Yeah, there it is.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help! Help!
It's a naked kid. It's a naked kid running through the mall saying, help, I'm escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. So, there you go. Operation Broken Heart, 3 months, 2,300 plus arrests of pedophiles here in America. All right, moving on. This story is a big story. It went nationwide. This is just one headline of dozens, but I'll cover the story. This is from NBC News. Ohio's Supreme Court win, or after Ohio's Supreme Court win, voting rights advocates fear more purges. Now, let me explain something that is the truth about this story. So in Ohio, they had what they believed, they weren't sure exactly the number, but up to hundreds of thousands of potential dead people on the voter rolls. So you had a bunch of dead people on the voter rolls. Of course, we know what happens with this. Dead people end up voting magically. And so Ohio and other states have been trying to initiate this purge. They're calling it a purge, but anyone would do it. You're just updating your voter rolls to get people off the voter rolls that either aren't alive anymore, or in some cases, and this is why the voting rights activists are so upset, if you haven't voted in a long time, it wipes you from the rolls. Or if you've changed your address more than X amount of years and they can't locate you and they send whatever government documents or whatever to that place, or I guess they send you your voter, you have to re-register or something, and you don't, then they purge you from the polls. So then you got to go re-register, which is a pain in the ass, I understand. But the Supreme Court has decided they're well within the law to do this. It's already written in the Ohio Constitution that they have to do this. But think about this. When you do your research into this, you find out that all of these quote-unquote voting rights advocates and groups are all leftists. They're all run by Democrats and liberals. Why would they be freaking out about this? Why would they be freaking out about Ohio purging the voter rolls of dead voters and people who have moved their addresses? I wonder if they take advantage of that system. I wonder.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now, in the last segment, we covered Operation Broken Heart, a three-month operation that arrested more than 2,300 child sexual predators. And we covered an executive order that Trump signed immediately upon becoming president that lifted a lot of the restrictions in dealing with these online criminals. That was step one.
We were just flashing another executive order on the screen. In fact, guys, bring it back up, where President Trump signs an executive order that freezes all property for people that are caught to be involved in serious human rights abuses or corruption. So now, this basically allows two avenues for law enforcement to crack down on child sex trafficking, not just the actual act of child sex trafficking, but then also the online child sex trafficking with pornography, the images and everything that you can imagine, folks. It's horrible. It's about as bad as it gets. And then they just had that. I mean, do we have the audio from that too? Just go ahead and roll this audio. This is what we're dealing with here. I mean, where do you think these missing children go, folks?
I need to understand what child pornography really is, and I'm not so sure that we say that often enough. Certainly there are people that think child pornography is quote-unquote kiddie porn, that it's 16 or 17-year-old girls who make themselves look a lot younger, but they're really mature, and that's not it at all. When we talk about child pornography and those that we've arrested today, they're either dealing in or possessing or trading or a combination of all of those things of pornography, child pornography, of children being raped, of babies as young as diapers being raped by adult males. This is the most horrific conduct you can ever understand in your entire life. These people have this. Now, obviously, we received information, and that's why we investigated them.
So that's Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County, Florida. I mean, you can just imagine, though, these children being saved. I forget the number. Hundreds of children being saved in Operation Broken Heart. I mean, just their freedom alone. And their poor, tortured souls being freed from that slavery, it just lifts everyone up. It just lifts humanity up. I mean, that's just incredible. Now, this bunker, actually, after the investigation went down, there was no proof of any child sex trafficking have gone down there. But there have been real investigations, real operations run, such as Operation Broken Heart, where they actually exposed this stuff. So it's just amazing to think that this stuff goes on, but it's even more amazing now that finally something's being done about it. And it needs to make national news. I mean, you don't hear about this. Did you see that Polk County Sheriff on any television news? I mean, that is... like, anyway, I'm going to move on to some other news here, but just God bless everybody involved in bringing down these pedophiles. And just please, please just don't stop. Godspeed till they're all locked up. Or as President Trump tweeted then, just Donald Trump, what was that, like 10 years ago? Child pedophiles need to have a quick trial, electric chair, get it done fast. Forget the exact tweet from President Trump. Then, of course, there's the clip of President Trump 10 years ago. I think it was on NBC saying that he was watching the Pizzagate news. Mm-hmm. It's all happening, folks. All right, I'm going to move on now. I try to put that behind me, but that's just brutal stuff right there. All right. Seattle repeals head tax after backlash from Starbucks and Amazon. Now, this story is hilarious. So you may have recalled Starbucks placing this new tax on big businesses so that they can get more money for the homeless, try to fight homelessness. You know, the same story. They were going to make a huge increase on the tax. It goes a 9-0 decision, a 9-0 decision on the Seattle City Council. Then Amazon and Starbucks get involved, two leftist national, international businesses, liberals at the head of them. They get involved. They're huge in Seattle. They threaten to leave Seattle if this tax comes through. City Council votes again, 7-2, to repeal it. Oops. I guess Amazon and Starbucks don't want to help the homeless. Huh. Interesting how that works. Interesting how a good liberal still likes good old-fashioned capitalism and the government keeping their grubby old mitts off of their money. Funny how that works. This all went down in 1 month. So in 1 month, they decide, let's put this head tax on these big corporations, bring in millions of dollars for the homeless. City Council votes 9-0. A month later, Starbucks, Amazon threaten to leave, would devastate the city. City Council votes to repeal, 7-2. Looks like big business won again, Seattle. Classic stuff. Hey, here's good news. This blue wave, they keep talking about a blue wave. Have you heard about this blue wave? I've heard about a blue wave. I haven't seen a blue wave. I've seen notions of a blue wave, but I've only seen a blue splash, maybe a little puddle. Well, you had the South Carolina GOP primary go down, and the pro-Trump candidate had a big victory. That would be, what is this lady's name? Now I can't find it. Katie Arrington tweeted support for Trump. She's pro-Trump. She's pro-MEGA. She wins the GOP primary against Mark Sanford, a Republican who was a critic of Donald Trump. And this is really a sign of things to come, I believe. My only concern, and I don't understand why people think this is so out there or such a conspiracy theory, that I don't trust electronic voting machines. I don't trust an electronic voting machine as far as I could throw it. And they're pretty big. Well, I mean, there could be so many ways where you could even do the electronic voting machine and have it so that you could make sure that it wasn't rigged. I mean, even if they had something where you file your vote and they have an official tally, like it's an ongoing tally, so that after you place your vote, you see your guy's tally or your girl's tally go up. But they don't even do that. They don't even have to offer you that assurance. They just print out your thing. So you do the thing, you print it out, and you slide it into a machine, and it's just like, I don't know. Hope it counted. Hope it worked. And there are measurements that states already have on the books to make sure that that can't happen, and that's a paper ballot, at least backup. They have that here in Texas. They totally ignore that law. Even NPR admits last month, many electronic voting machines are not secure. Yeah, they're run by George Soros companies, many of them. That's not even a joke. But people say, oh, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Don't you know there's people that watch this stuff? What do you mean they watch this stuff? What, are they magically transform themselves into a binary algorithm and inject themselves into the machine to make sure it's not corrupt and counting the tallies right? No, they're sitting there watching people put in a piece of paper into a machine just like everyone else. So, sorry, I don't trust electronic voting machines, and I don't see how Maxine Waters gets 10 people to her final campaign event and then gets 40,000 people to vote for her 2 days later. Sorry, that doesn't add up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me keep pile driving through this news here. All of this news coming out of the U.S. Claire McCaskill. Now, this is a woman I used to have to deal with living in Missouri. Of course, she is a senator from Missouri. This is a woman who hates men, has actually done campaign ads where she says men just need to shut up. Well, how about no? How about you shut up? And she's going on her campaign right now, and she's touting how it's an RV tour, and she's on the road. She's grinding it out on the road. Oops. But then flight records indicate that she's actually flying on her private jet, which other records indicate costs upwards of $1 million, to which I just wonder. I mean, seriously, though, like, where do these senators get their money? Can somebody look up what a senator's annual salary is? I think it's maybe like $200,000 like 250 if you're on a bunch of committees and stuff. I mean, Claire McCaskill can't be making more than $200,000 a year. I guess when you're a career politician, if you save well, perhaps. Yeah. So, and she's not even a leader or of the Senate. So she's not even making, after taxes, Claire McCaskill can't be making more than, say, $170,000 a year. How is she buying private jets? Exactly. She does. Oh, I don't know. But she's not even that bad. I mean, in all honesty, Claire McCaskill is like, she's like nothing compared to a Nancy Pelosi. This is a woman worth $100 million. Now, granted, Nancy Pelosi is a Senate leader, so she might be making, you know, $180,000. Actually, no, she's probably honestly making about $170,000 a year, Nancy Pelosi. But she's turned that into quite a fortune, hasn't she? That career politician. You know, that's the biggest problem, too. Fake news is the country's biggest enemy, like CNN and MSNBC. Oh, is it? Oh no. Oh, this is the new Nancy Pelosi clip. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she just had a new video where she's fumbling and bumbling. And guess what? She's about to win another election. Can you believe this? Oh! It honestly is the biggest gut blow to me to think that people like Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters could actually win an election. Do they actually win elections, or are they really just rigging these things? I mean, seriously, folks, Nancy Pelosi can't even give a minute speech without fumbling all over her words. But I'm already digressing. Point is, Claire McCaskill, not good for America. Austin Peterson, running against Claire McCaskill, good for America. So if you're in Missouri, Austin Peterson is the man you want to vote for. Let's move on. Have you heard about Robert Mueller and the Russians? It's almost like Robert Mueller's protecting the Russians now. Because do you remember the Russians that Robert Mueller indicted? That was the biggest news story for CNN and MSNBC for about a maybe 24, 48-hour news cycle. They got Trump and the Russians. They got the Russians, the troll farms, the social media. See? America was deceived by Russians to vote for Trump. Oh, but then they actually read the indictments and realized that that wasn't the case. The Russian troll farms were actually pro-Hillary, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Hillary. In fact, they had a anti-Trump march in New York City that was publicized by CNN and MSNBC and attended by Michael Moore. So if anyone got fooled by Russians, it was the Democrats. Again. But why is Robert Mueller refusing to show up in court? Why is Robert Mueller refusing discovery for the indicted Russians? Why is Robert Mueller not cooperating in this investigation? Why is Robert Mueller now obstructing justice? You see, they did not expect, honestly, I mean, this is incredible. The average Russian has more of a backbone and a spine somehow than even Robert Mueller. I mean, that's how pathetic it's become. Where Russians will prank call Adam Schiff. Think about this. You literally have Adam Schiff, who goes on Twitter, goes on television, goes on the floor of the House and says, "We have a president that's trying to collude with Russians. We have a president that wanted to get information on an opposing candidate from Russians. This is the worst atrocity ever. This is bad." And then a fake Russian or a real Russian prank calls Adam Schiff and says, "Hi, I'm a Russian. I have dirt on Trump." And Adam Schiff falls head over heels for it. So Adam Schiff, just like any other Democrat, would willingly take anything they could get from a Russian that could hurt Trump. Every day of the week, they would take anything they could get from any Russian if they thought it could hurt Trump. They've been caught on video doing it. Hillary Clinton did it during the campaign with the dossier. All the news media did it with the dossier. So they'll take anything from Russia to hurt Trump. But then they'll turn around and they'll say, "Look, Trump got information from Russia. He's clearly colluding with Russia. He's the bad guy," when they have no evidence of that. And that's everything they've been doing. And but then the rubber meets the road. Mueller indicts 15 Russians. They show up in court, demand discovery. Mueller hides in a hole. There's your Russian collusion, ladies and gentlemen. U.S., Canada, and Mexico win right to host 2026 World Cup. You know, I was thinking about this. And even though I love the World Cup, I really do, and I think it's probably the greatest spectacle, at least for sports, in the world. But I don't know if I want the World Cup here. Because I guarantee you the taxpayers are going to get fleeced for hundreds of millions of dollars to build some new facilities that'll maybe not get used nearly as much as they should after the World Cup. And FIFA is one of the most corrupt organizations on earth. And I'm just hoping there were no bribes involved in this, as per usual with FIFA. So I'm just not sure. I love the World Cup. I plan on watching the World Cup. I think it's great. I think it brings the world together. I think it's beautiful. I think it's fun. But I don't know if I really want it in America. I don't know if I really want it in the United States. I don't want to pay a dime. I don't want a single dime of my taxpayer dollars going to the World Cup. And I would imagine that most people would agree with me. And FIFA is about as dirty as the day is long, ladies and gentlemen. Just look into Sepp Blatter's history. I mean, this guy takes bribes. They sell the World Cup. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just embarrassing. This is big news. AT&T wins. Judge clears $85 billion bid for Time Warner with no conditions. Now, what's the big deal here? Okay. Now you have to consider AT&T getting Time Warner. This is a huge merger. This now gives AT&T not quite a monopoly on television, but certainly in the short term, a lot more power. And you wonder if your television bill is about to go up, or will the new options for TV via the internet and elsewhere, like Phonoscope, will they kind of keep this huge new merger of AT&T taking major control over television now, keep them honest with their TV prices? Because there was nothing coming in from the government here to restrict them from gouging customers or anything like that. So you're going to be watching this story and seeing if this becomes a big antitrust issue or not. Radical plan to split California into three states earns spot on November ballot. Wow. You know, I've had a couple guests on. Actually, they would have been on the War Room with me. I didn't believe that this would actually happen. I thought that this was, you know, fun to talk about. You kind of want it to happen, and then you have kind of an experiment in California to say, all right, here's socialist California. It'll end up being the dreg of America. And then here's not socialist California, and it'll end up being a sprawling, you know, metropolis of growth and prosperity. But I never thought it would really reach that point. Now it's actually on the ballot. You've got studies with 67% of people in California want to leave. But if this actually happens, here's what's going to happen. Northern California is going to prosper. Southern California is kind of going to be, I think, more of an experimental thing in between both areas. And then New California will be the liberal, socialist, communist haven. Well, they'll give you money. You'll get free food. You'll get all the benefits. And then within 2 years, it'll totally collapse in on itself and be begging for the other two states of California to save it. Begging the federal government to save it. Even though they didn't even force their state to pay federal taxes because their state income tax was so high. So California has been destroyed by Democrats. Now Americans are trying to salvage it by forcing them all into one little population-dense area and then fleeing to the rest of the state.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.